Following on, the expert review panel found that Boeing employees are still afraid to speak up and report safety issues. There is a way for employees to speak directly to the FAA. Is there a way for people to speak directly to NTSB to aid in this investigation?
Yes, in fact, I received a whistleblower report myself anonymously. We received some information that I made sure our team has. It also went to our team, so we do have a couple of ways. The best way is for people to reach out to us at the website of witness@ntsb.gov, witness@ntsb.gov, and we'll make sure follow up on that information.
Were you able to get from the company what specific procedures that they have for identifying, storing, protecting, retrieving, and retaining quality records? Were they forthcoming on that?
We have not received that information.
Does the fact that Boeing has not produced these documents or that NTSB investigators have not been able to retrieve them indicate that they do not exist or ever existed?
They may not. There are two options. Either they exist and we don't have them, or they do not exist, which raises two very different questions, several different questions, depending on which one is the right answer.
If you don't have that documentation, what does it say about the quality assurance program?
We know we have been told, let me back up on that. We have been informed that they have a procedure to maintain documents on when work is performed, and including when door plugs are open, closed, or removed. We have not been able to verify that. And without that information, that raises concerns about quality assurance, quality management, safety management systems within Boeing.
So that's why I asked that first question about procedures for identifying, storing, and protecting. Everybody knows out at Boeing that the workers think that the plane will fly when the paperwork weighs more than the plane. Mm-hmm. That is their way of saying a lot of paperwork exists. People know that you don't move the line without paperwork. That's just part of the process. So the question is, are you looking at those procedures? And you're saying they're not forthcoming even on the procedures.
That's correct, but we are looking at those procedures. We go very in-depth and very broad. We'll look at the procedures, policies. We will also look at other work that was done around the same time or within the last several years to see if there are concerns with other work or records that may be missing. So we go in depth, and we are also going in depth on safety culture, safety promotion, safety management as a whole.
Okay, and so do you, and is the FAA in their aviation safety investigators helpful in this or not helpful?
FAA has been very cooperative and very helpful to us in the investigation, and we appreciate them. They've been a partner throughout this from the very beginning.
So I'm saying, do any of their aviation inspectors on site have data or information about what processes and procedures may have existed or didn't exist?
That is something that I would like to follow up with our team and get back to you on.
Okay. And then back to this point, every shift is documented. You know the workers that were involved in this particular area. You can get their names. You can ask for interviews with those individuals. And you're saying that that hasn't happened.
Correct. We have gone through emails. We've gone through texts. We've looked at pictures to begin to get a picture of the date in mid-September, the two dates in mid-September that we believe the work occurred. We haven't received that information directly from Boeing. We also believe we know what shift it occurred on, but there is one team that deals with the doors of 25 people. Why we don't have those names today, 2 months later, is really disappointing.
Well, it's beyond disappointing. We have an entire economy that depends on people getting this right. And I thought that the CEO said that they would cooperate to the fullest. So it seems like this information is now stymieing your investigation. And it seems that it's knowable and that you should at least be able to talk to the individuals there. Do you have any concerns? There was a report about there could be an additional, because there was a consent decree that was about to expire, that any kind of other investigation by Department of Justice would impact your investigation?
I do have concerns. Our attorneys also have concerns, only from the aspect, we don't want to tell any other agency what they should or should not do. Where it becomes a concern for us, we'll get the information at some point. Where it becomes a concern for us is when employees and others don't feel safe to speak to us. And so they begin.
That is occurring now. And so what do we need to do to make sure that people feel safe and secure? That's part of the expert report. It's part of why we passed ANCSA, to make sure there was no retaliation. What else can we do? And we can't have a viewpoint that I just had to keep the line moving. That's not the viewpoint we want. We want employees who are saying, I have a concern about this, to be listened to and to be backed up by those FAA ASIs. That's what we want. And so in this case, we want to understand whether that kind of retaliation still exists and what we can do to make sure that these people feel free to speak to you and to others who are investigating.
I completely agree with that. The aviation industry is so safe because we do encourage, the industry has encouraged anonymous reporting, and through anonymous reporting, address risk proactively, and encouraged employees to speak up. That's how we have addressed safety and gotten to our excellent gold standard safety record we are in today in the aviation industry. Without that, there is a significant concern. I am aware of the concerns with Boeing, which is why we are delving into safety culture and safety management.
And have you discussed this, because I know that the FAA administrator just had a five-hour meeting with them last week. Do you think this was part of the discussion?
With FAA?
Yes.
I imagine so.
Okay. Senator Moran and then Senator Rosen.